This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's foreign minister is dismissing the reluctance of some countries to fulfill Ukrainian requests for more weapons to fight Russian forces out of fears of being drawn into the conflict. Speaking in Brussels Thursday ahead of a meeting with NATO foreign ministers, Dmytro Kuleba said that by giving Ukraine what it needs, Ukrainians will do the fighting, so no one else has to. He said the more weapons Ukraine gets and the sooner they arrive, the more human lives will be saved. Kuleba welcomed the new Western sanctions against Russia, but called for further measures. A spokesperson for President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday he will hold talks Friday in Kyiv with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. A Turkish court decided Thursday to halt the trial of Saudi suspects over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and transfer it to Saudi Arabia, a ruling that drew condemnation from rights groups and comes as Ankara mends ties with Riyadh. Khashoggi's fiance said outside court that she was disappointed with the ruling, which she called a political one, and that she will not give up the struggle.
So I will continue because sometimes, you know, the struggle itself is more important than results. So it's about time. So I believe that justice will come.
Turkish officials said they believe Khashoggi, a prominent critic of Saudi Arabia's crown prince, was killed and his body dismembered in an operation, which President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said had been ordered at the highest levels of the Saudi government. The judge's ruling marks a turnaround in the trial that began in 2020. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. The vote will secure her place as the first Black woman on the nation's highest court and give U.S. President Joe Biden a bipartisan endorsement in the evenly split chamber. Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney have all pledged to support Jackson's nomination, joining all 50 senators in the Democratic caucus. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday Jackson's confirmation will be a positive step forward.
It will be a joyous day. Joyous for the Senate, joyous for the Supreme Court, joyous for America. While we still have a long way to go, America tomorrow will take a giant step to becoming a more perfect nation.
French far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen vowed Thursday to issue fines to Muslims who wear headscarves in public as candidates made a final push for votes 3 days ahead of an election seen as increasingly close. President Emmanuel Macron built what seemed an unassailable lead ahead of the first round of polls Sunday, but Le Pen has eroded the margin and feels she has a real chance of winning the runoff on April 24th. Human Rights Watch on Thursday slammed a meeting between Australia's ambassador to Myanmar and the military junta chief, saying it was lending credibility to a regime accused of war crimes. Since a military-led coup ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's administration last year, Myanmar has been increasingly isolated internationally, with foreign governments urging an end to deadly crackdowns on mass democracy protests. President Abdullah Mansour Hadi of Yemen has given up his powers and established a presidential leadership council. An announcement early Thursday issued by Yemen's state-run news agency said Hadi also dismissed Vice President Ali Mohsen Alamar and transferred his powers to the new governing council, which has also been tasked with conducting negotiations with the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Yemen has been plagued by turmoil since 2014, when the rebels seized the capital. Officials with the Catholic Congregation Maronites of Holy Cross said an American nun was kidnapped at gunpoint from her bed in the parish of Yalgo Monday night. The congregation said the gunman vandalized the house where she lived with four other women and shot up their new truck before escaping. She had been serving in Burkina Faso since 2014. And recapping our top story, Ukraine's foreign minister is dismissing the reluctance of some countries to fulfill Ukraine requests.